إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah, the one, the alone, he who none deserves to be worshipped except him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank him for his countless favors and ni'mas. And we ask him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make his ni'mah constant and continuous on us. And with his permission and his help, the Most High, we want to take a look at the hadith that was narrated by Abu Dawood. Abu Dawood, his name is Sulaiman ibn Dawood. It was also narrated by At-Tirmidhi, and his name is Muhammad ibn Isa. And the hadith is also narrated by Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal wal-Hakim. And it's the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Ar-Rajul ala deen khalili, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. A man is upon the religion of his friend. From one of you should look to who he befriends. This hadith is a well-known hadith. And this hadith is from the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَخَيْرُ الْهَجِ هَجُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of guides is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. This short hadith, short in his words, but yet profound in his meaning. It's so short that if somebody heard it a couple of times, they can memorize it in Arabic. Ar-Rajul ala deeni khalili. Ar-Rajul ala deeni khalili. Ar-Rajul ala deeni khalili. A man is on the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. الرَّجُلْ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. The short hadith, short in its words, carries profound meaning. And with Allah's aid and help, we want to look at the benefits that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has laid down for us in this hadith and the likes of it. He who adheres to this hadith benefits in this world and the hereafter, and the ones who disregard it suffer in this world before the next, before they suffer in the next. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides us to picking righteous and good companions and keeping good company. For verily, the results of keeping company, keeping good company, and having righteous associates leads to good in the both worlds. Also, the Prophet at the same time is warning us from having friendships that are based upon sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. As he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. O you who believe, say Allah, mean have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be with the righteous. Afwan, that's incorrect. To be with the truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful. And those that are truthful, those that are honest, the truth had to do with their speech, as long as with their actions and their beliefs, and their beliefs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be with them, with our physical selves and with our hearts, and that we love the righteous, and that we support righteous things. And we, our physical bodies, be with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached this commandment with taqwa. So he said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear Allah وَكُونُوا مَا أَصَادِقِينَ Fear Allah and be with the righteous. So it's upon us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have the reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who we choose to sit with and who we choose to be with and who we choose to love and who we choose to marry and so on and so on. Picking righteous deeds, rather picking righteous friends and keeping good company. This is from the way of the prophets and the messengers and the righteous from before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for his prophets and his messengers and for the righteous. Allah has chosen for them righteous companions. Some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the righteous children to aid them and to be with them and to accompany them. And others Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have chosen for them righteous brothers, or maybe has chosen for them righteous fathers, or has chosen for them righteous wives. This is all from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's upon us, to take a look at these issues and take it as a ibrah wa maw'ibah, as a lesson and something to contemplate on. If we look at the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him righteous sons. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him in his book, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ And we had granted to him Ishaq, who is his son, وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً And we granted to him Ya'qub, which is grandson, Nafila, meaning he didn't make dua for him, he didn't ask for him. Allah granted to him. Then Allah says, وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ And all of them we made righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him righteous sons. And this is a ni'mah. It's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ibrahim that he said, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ Ibrahim used to make dua, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for righteous children. But these children that he had, they were prophets and messengers, aiding him in the da'wah to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim used to say, Rabbi habili min as-salihin, oh Allah, give me from amongst the righteous. I mean, give me a child from amongst the righteous. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ So we gave him the good news of a son, that was Halim. And Halim has to do with being patient and forgiving and overlooking. Na'am. And in both of these ayahs that we looked at, we see that Allah says the word وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ And we gave him the good news. And this is glad tidings that somebody have a good, righteous son. For the righteous son to be able to help you in your affairs, in your house and outside of your house, in your personal affairs, in your private affairs. The closest people that can be close to, that can be to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Alhamdulillah, alladhi wahabali ala al-kibri Ismail wa Ishaq, inna rabbi la sami'u dua. Ibrahim, he says, all praise is due to Allah who has granted me at old age Ismail wa Ishaq, two sons. As we mentioned, Yaqub is his grandson. His first son that he had is Ismail. Then Ishaq. And Ibrahim and his aid is thanking Allah and praising him for this ni'mah that he was granted at an old age two righteous sons. Then he says, Inna Rabbi la sami'u dua. Certainly, my Lord, he answers the dua. Meaning Ibrahim was earnestly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And how many people at an old age They don't have a righteous son or righteous children to be by their side and to aid them. Rather, their children are more diligent and earnest with their friends or people who don't mean them any good. As for their fathers and their mothers, maybe they're very negligent or deficient in their duties towards them. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to aid us in the fulfilling our duties toward our parents. Because if it wasn't for Allah, then our mothers and fathers, we would even be in existence. If it wasn't for Allah, then our mothers and fathers, we would not be in existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about his prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wa salam, and he has chosen for him righteous companions and very different and various examples of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. And we have given to him from our mercy his brother Harun as a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called that this is mercy from him, that he gave him a righteous brother. How many of us, our brothers are in disbelief? How many of us, our brothers, don't know Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us, we would wish that we had a brother that be upon the kitab and the sunnah, that we can make dua with, or we can fast with, or we can walk with in righteousness and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thought this is rahmah, that this is mercy from him. وَبَهَبَنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. And we gave him from our mercy a brother, his brother Harun as a prophet. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا. And we gave Musa the book, which is the Torah, which is guidance. Na'am, is the book of Allah. In it is huda wa nur. In it is light and nur and guidance. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. We gave Musa the book. وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ Wazira, and we gave to him, and we made his brother Harun with him as a leader. Naam. And Allah mentioned the book, and from amongst the Na'mas, he mentions with this book is his brother, a prophet. Naam. Allah put these two Na'mas together in one ayat. And he gave Musa the book, and he gave him the righteous brother to help him in the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, after he has given him this brother, his righteous brother, قَالَ سَنَشِبُّ عَدُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ. So we're going to strengthen you with your brother. And we're going to aid you in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your brother. And this is the benefit of having righteous children and righteous brothers and from blood brothers from the same mother and father, or from the same father, or from the same mother. This is what your brother is. From amongst the benefits of that they strengthen you in your affairs. And all the affairs doesn't boil down to just being da'wah to Allah, on the affairs of life, in the affairs of deen, in the affairs of working, in the affairs of problems. So نَشِبُّ عَدُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ. We're going to strengthen your arm. We're going to aid you, and we're going to strengthen you with your brother, Harun. Na'am. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed Musa, alayhi wa salam, with the companionship of Khadir. Musa, alayhi salatu wa salam, he was asked who was the righteous man, or who was the most knowledgeable man in the land, and he said, me. And he himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go and find and look for Khadir, a man that's more knowledgeable than him, not totally, but in some affairs. But there's no doubt that Musa is more knowledgeable than Khadir. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to Khadir to benefit from him some things that he didn't know, and some ilm or some knowledge that Khidr had that Musa didn't know. And it's a ni'mah for somebody to sit with a person of ilm. But Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani is to say, من سعادة المرء ومن سعادة الحدث والأعجمي أن يوفق لعالم السن من أول الأمر. So the happiness of being young and being a foreigner, meaning non-Arab. From the happiness of being a youngster, a young man. وأعجمي, and being a foreigner, a non-Arab. أن يوفق لعالم السنة من أول يومي. And that you be have the tawfiq and the success to sit with a person upon the sunnah, an alim, a scholar from amongst the sunnah from the first day. Meaning in the beginning, while you're young, Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded him to find Khidr, to look for him and to sit with him and to better for him. And Allah mentions in the Quran when he found him and how he described Khidr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And they found, Musa and his companion that he was with, they found Khidr. Allah describes him, عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, a servant from amongst our servants. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, and we gave him mercy from ourselves. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ, and we taught him مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, we taught him from with ourselves, from us, عِلْم, we gave him knowledge. These are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to sit with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for his prophet Musa a righteous family to marry into. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this righteous family in Surah Al-Qasas, he mentions that this family is a righteous family. And he describes the daughters of this righteous man of being righteous and having characteristics and attributes of the righteous, and describes their father as a righteous, and describes Musa in this story here in Surah Al-Qasas as a righteous. At the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَا, and when Musa came across the water of this land of Madian, وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ, he found a whole group of people at the water where they were getting drink from the water for their animals. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ, and he found two women standing on the side, meaning they didn't go and mix among the men. They were standing on the side, pushing the flock of their sheep back, while everybody else has their sheep there, and the sheep are getting water to drink. Musa found two women on the side, holding their sheep back, waiting for the men to finish. So Musa said to them, قَالَ مَا خَطَبُكُمَا, so what's the matter with you? قالتا لا نسقي حتى يسدر الرعاء, they said we cannot get any drink for our sheep until the shepherds leave, until the men leave. وأبونا شيخ كبير, and our father is an elderly man, he's not able to do this. Then throughout this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the daughters went back and they spoke to their father. So the father called Musa to come to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجَزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. So one of the two girls came to him walking in a very shy manner. Walking in a very shy manner. She said that my father has called you in order to pay you for the work that you did for us. Even some of the people of Tafsir, they mentioned that when a woman walked Musa to show Musa where her father was or where their house was, she walked behind him. She walked behind him and told him to go left or go right, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the first ayat that they didn't free mix or intermingle with the men. And in this ayat, Allah says, تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ, that she was walking in a shy manner. Her walk and her attitude and her characteristics was shyness, al-haya. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-haya shu'batun min al-iman, that shyness is a branch from iman. Wa al-hala la ya'ti illa bi khair, and shyness doesn't come except with good. Wa al-haya khair kullu, and the shyness is all good. Shyness is all good. Then when Musa came to the father and met him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ. One of the daughters said, oh father, hire this man to work for you. Certainly the best person that you can hire to work is the strong and the trustworthy. You saw that Musa was trustworthy in the way that he dealt with him. And she described him as being strong and being trustworthy. So the father said, إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. And I'm not mentioning the whole ayah, just concerning that which has to do with accompanying the righteous. So the man, after he saw these characteristics that Musa had of being strong and being trustworthy and being honest, he said, certainly I would like to marry you to one of my two daughters, was the condition that you work for me for 8 years. And at the end of the ayah, the father of these daughters, it says, "Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-salihin." You will find me, if Allah wills, from amongst the righteous. Now, so Allah in this story, these ayats, He described the woman with characteristics of the righteous, and He described Musa with characteristics of the righteous, of being trustworthy, and described the father of being salih, of being righteous. And this is the family that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam married into. So this is what we should look to when we get in, when looking for marriage. When a man is looking for marriage, it's good for him to look at the family, particularly if the family is a Muslim family. And sisters as brothers as Muslim, and fathers as Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as it comes on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba, and the woman is married for four things, li-maliha wa li-hasibiha, for her money and for her lineage, وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا, and for her beauty and for her religion. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ, be anxious and choose the one that has deen. تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ, تَرِبَتْ comes from the word تُرَاب, and it means dirt. May your hands be filled with dirt. And this is dua from the Messenger of Allah against the one who picks a woman other for the presence of deen. May you have failure. May you have dirt in your hands. May you have no good. It's dua from the Messenger of Allah against the one who chooses a woman other for the purposes of deen. Na'am. So we want to benefit from this importance of looking for the righteous when it comes to getting married. And unfortunately, sometimes people look at things that are frivolous, that are not that decisive or weighty or important when it comes to picking a husband or when it comes to picking a wife. Your husband or your wife is nothing that's temporary. It's not permissible to marry temporary intentions or with the intention to divorce. Is your husband for life, inshallah, and is your wife until she dies, inshallah. And not to say that divorce is not permissible, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated it. Na'am. But when it comes to looking for a husband or looking for a wife, it's to look for the one that has deen. Look for the one that has deen. And don't necessarily look that he has a good job. He might not have a job. He might have to hustle and bustle and do what he has to do from the halal, in order to provide for himself and provide for his family. But the main thing is that he's trustworthy. He may not be the most handsome, or she may not be the most handsome. She may be handicapped, or the brother may have lost an eye, or the brother might be blind. Is there something wrong with marrying somebody who's blind or somebody who's in a wheelchair? As long as he's righteous, this is the most important thing. And you might find happiness with that brother, and you might find security, and you might find that which you have never found before. The issue is that the person is righteous. The sister might be, as unfortunately, as they say, overweight. And he can't be overweight. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for that person. It's not over the weight that Allah discussed. This is just the weight that Allah has picked for them. And if you find that they're overweight, you might find that her heart also is large, and that she's ever compassionate and sympathetic and ever aiding. And she might be the type of woman to say, I disagree with you in this matter, but as long as it's halal, I'm with you, and I'm by your side, and you're going to find me with you. Na'am. And these are the situations, and these are the areas that we need to look into when it comes to getting married. And it's very important to look at the family, if the family is Muslim, and know people by the environment that they come from. Na'am. From amongst the righteous, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with good companions, as his prophet Zakariya. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. Oh Yahya, we give you the good news of a son. His name is Yahya. We did not make anyone before him like him. We did not make anyone before him like him. Unfortunately, some people who understand Arabic, they understand that this ayat here says, "Lam naj'allahu min qablu samiyya." We didn't make anyone before him. We didn't make anyone before him samiyya with this name. No, that's not the meaning of the ayat. Samiyya means masil. We didn't make anyone like him. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word, Nubashiruk. We give you the good news, and this is good news, that you have a righteous son. This is good news that you have a righteous son. How many of us, where are our children? Do they love Allah and His Messenger? Do they have any desire to memorize the Quran? Our children, we don't own them. They're not in our hands. They're in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we can do is make dua and be good examples for them. So he who has a righteous son, this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's upon him to cherish this thing and hold on to it and be afraid that it will go. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. Oh Allah, from the hadith of Ibn Umar, it's in Sahih Muslim. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you, that your ni'mah will go away. It's the ni'mah of Allah, righteous children. We have to hold on to this. We have to be kind and honest and the best of examples for our children. And we have to make dua for our children. And we have to command them that which is good and forbid them from that which is evil and teach them that which is correct. Na'am. And from amongst the things that a man does for his son is to marry his son off. He doesn't let his son wander out looking for a woman. What does your son know about women? Your son is innocent. The son doesn't free mingle. Na'am. You speak around to the brothers and you find for your son a wife. And the mahar, you get the mahar for your wife. And if your son has to live with you in your house, then that's honorable that you have your son live with you in the house. That's honorable that you give your son a room that he can live in the pleasure of Allah, and the halal, and that which is lawful, and that which is pleasing to Allah, and that he'll be able to avoid sins. It's upon you to marry your son, just like you marry your daughter off. And you don't leave your daughter off to wander around and try to find a good brother. What does your daughter know about men, and what a good man is, and what she wants in a man? No, you have to find for her a good brother. And if they have to stay with you in your house, it's better than them delaying marriage and delaying marriage until they could get to school, until they could get a job, until they could get a house. And between all that time, Allah knows best what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave Yahya, rather He gave Zechariah, the good news of a righteous son. Now look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His son Yahya. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ Oh Yahya, take the book with strength. And the book here is the Torah. Hold on to the book with strength. فَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ الصَّبِيَّةِ And we gave him knowledge at a young age. When he was young, we gave him knowledge. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا And he had sympathy and mercy and kindness towards mankind. وَزَكَاتًا And he was free from falling into sins. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّا And he was a person of taqwa. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ And he was ever dutiful to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارٍ عَصِيًّا And he wasn't oppressive nor disobedient. Na'am, Yahya was dutiful to his parents. And this, your parents, your mother, then your father, they the ones who deserve the best companionship from you. Maybe some of us might call our friend. Many one of you might call your friend every day, a couple of times a day, and call your mother once in a while. Maybe your friend needed you in the middle of the night. You would jump. You would borrow money just to get him money. You're ready to be by his side, to aid him. And your mother, if she asks you for something, it's like she asks you to carry a boulder on your back up a mountain. La, have a lie of Jews. That's not permissible. Ja'af al-Sahihain. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And came on authority of Abu Hurairah. Ja'a rajulun ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to the Messenger of Allah. He said, Ya Rasulullah. He said, O Messenger of Allah. Man ahakku al-Nas bi husni sahabati. Who is the most deserving person to have my best companionship? Qala ummuk. The Prophet said, Ya mother. Qala thumma man. The man said, Then who? You know, after my mother, who deserved the best of my companionship? Qala ummuk. And he said, Ya mother. Qala thumma man. Then he said, Who after that? Qala ummuk. And he said, Your mother. And he said, Thumma man. Then who after that? Qala abuk. Then your father. How many of us are deficient in this matter? If it wasn't for your mother, the one that you was in her stomach, after Allah, if it wasn't for your mother, you would not be alive. You wouldn't be in existence. Naam. So our duty to our parents is ever wajib upon us. It's the first of the biggest thing wajib upon us after Tawheed. After we offer all of our acts of worship to Allah alone, without any partners. The first thing wajib upon us after that is to show our duty and fulfill our duty to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوهُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And Allah has commanded that you don't worship anything except Him and that you be dutiful to your parents. The first thing after Tawheed, is that you be dutiful to your parents, be they Muslim or disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ لَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Prophet, Say, come, I will recite to you that which Allah has prohibited you all from, that you don't worship anything other than Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. Na'am. So it's upon us to call our parents on a regular basis. And if they live near, to visit them on a daily basis on as much as is possible. It's upon us to assist them. It's upon them for us to cook for them like they used to cook for us. Nah.
The credit on your card is low.
and clean for them like they used to clean for us. From amongst the righteous. Those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for them. What Allah mentions in the Quran about Luqman. Allah mentions Luqman in the Quran. And Luqman is not a prophet, but he's a righteous person. Allah mentions him in the Book of Allah. And he mentions his son, that he advised him with the best of advice. قال الله تعالى إذ قال لقمان لبنه إذ لقمان said to his son, and لقمان said to his son, وهو يعظه, and he's advising him and admonishing him, يا بني لا تشرك بالله, oh my dear son, do not associate partners with Allah in worship. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Certainly, shirk is a very big wrong deed. Naam. How many of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not provide us with righteous fathers? How many of us, many of the majority of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose for us righteous fathers? And this is from the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, a righteous father, he has a big role in the family, and he has a heavy influence upon his sons and upon his children. Naam. And in this surah to Luqman, Luqman advises his son of a numerous thing.
You have insufficient credit for this call. You have insufficient credit for this call.
Damn. We were mentioning the situation of Luqman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how he advised his son to stay away from shirk. إِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ If Luqman said, and Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ And he's admonishing him and advising him, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Oh, my son, don't associate partners with Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ Certainly, shirk is an extreme oppression. And Luqman in his surah, he advised his son with numerous things, with the salah, with commanding what's good, and forbidding what is evil, and being patient upon that which comes to him from afflictions and calamities, and advise him with not being conceited and arrogant, and even advise him with not speaking with a loud voice, with lowering his voice, and being low-key. These are kind of advice that a father advises his sons, also advises his daughters. Maybe our children, they are not upon the best of conditions, or that is with regard to their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still advise them. Advise them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides who He pleases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make barakah in your advice. And maybe they won't adhere to the advice today, but maybe tomorrow. Wow. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put put barakah in your advice. And maybe later on in life, that advice will always be in the back of their head. And it's also to keep in mind that the origin of things, of advice, is to be soft and gentle. And is not to be condescending and belittling. And you don't say when you're advising somebody, you're nothing. Look at you. And look how you come out. How could you stand yourself while you try to uplift? And the purpose of the Messiah is to uplift somebody and to guide somebody and say to them that which you would like to hear yourself. And you say to them that which you would like to hear yourself. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you believe until you love for your brother that which you love for yourself. Naam. As for our Prophet Muhammad, الحمد لله. أسوأ فاصل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى has chosen for him the best of companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best of ummah that has been taken out of mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف. You command what is right. وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid that which is evil. وتؤمنون بالله. And you believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for his Prophet Muhammad the best of companions. And they are the best of companions because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them with doing good deeds, and from amongst these deeds is commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Now, and if somebody has a friend or close companion and he's ever advising him that which is wrong and forbidding him that which is evil, and whoever has a friendship, even if it's a marriage, that they don't enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong, sees his wife in disobedience and is quiet, when she sees her husband in the haram, but just to keep down the fitna and that it won't be any problems, she'll be quiet. The problem is being quiet in the haram. And the barakah is from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he chose for his Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam the best of companions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his Prophet to be with them and to be patient and keep himself patient and stick with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Keep yourself patient with those who are calling their Lord day and night, meaning his companions. Keep yourself patient with them. This ayat is directed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep yourself patient with those who are calling their Lord day and night. They want his face. They're seeking his face. They're seeking the face of Allah with their deeds. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And don't take your eyes off of them. Don't take your eyes off these companions of yours, you know, the Sahaba, chasing the beauty of this world. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Going after the enjoyments of this world. وَلَا تُطَعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكِرِنَا. And don't follow those that we have made their hearts heedless to our remembrance. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. And they have followed their desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And that his affair is in loss and in waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sitting with the wrongdoers and those that are not righteous. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited his Prophet from this, then it's a prohibition for us first and foremost. After him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُودُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. See those that are making mockery of our verses and our signs. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُودُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. If you see those who are making mockery of our signs, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Turn away from them. حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيري. Until they start speaking about another topic. وإما ينسينك الشيطان. And if shaitan makes you forget this, meaning you forget and you end up sitting with them, فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين. Then after you remember, do not sit with the people who are wrong to us. After you've been reminded, after you remember, don't sit with the people who are wrong to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his Prophet Muhammad, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْ مَنْ تَوَلَّ عَنْ ذِكِرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدَ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And stay away from those who have turned away from our remembrance, and they don't want anything except the joys of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His eyes is commanding His Prophet to be with the righteous. And He is the most of righteous. He's the most righteous, the most God-fearing, that has the most taqwa, the one who makes most istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness the most, the one who makes the most tawbah. Even with that, Allah commands him to be with the righteous. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All you who believe, fear Allah and be with the righteous. Those who uphold this commandment, they will have the best of companions in this world and in the next. And this is from amongst the benefits of keeping good company and good companions and righteous friends, that they'll be your friends in this world and in the hereafter. As for the ones who keep friends and have friendships that is based on disobedience to Allah and sins, and they see their friends in disobedience and they leave them, or their friendship is in something that has to do with haram, or that is not which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum liba'din aduwun illa al-muttaqeen. The best of friends. Al-akhillau is the plural for khalil. Khalil is the highest level of friendship. The highest level that you can love somebody as a friend. As the hadith that we looked at today, it says, الرجل على دين خليلي. The man is on the religion of his khalil. The plural for this word khalil is what is mentioned in this ayat. Al-akhilla. The best of friends. يَوْمَئِذٍ. On the day of judgment. بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. They are enemies to one another. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except the people of taqwa. As they were friends in the dunya, they're going to be friends in the hereafter. As for those who their friendship was not based on taqwa, then in the hereafter, they're going to be enemies. And their friendship is going to turn to hatred. And their love is going to turn to enmity. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His Quran, explaining that those who had ties of righteousness in this world, that they will have the same ties in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tur, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْكُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who believe and their offsprings had followed them in faith in Iman, we would join with them their offsprings in Jannah. Their children will be with them. Even if they're not in the same level of Jannah. And some of their deeds are higher than others. And some of their positions are higher than others. Their family ties that they had in this dunya, if it was upon obedience to Allah, Allah would join them with them in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jannah. He says, "Fi jannatin na'im," and that they're in Jannah, in the ni'mah of Jannah. Ala sururin mutaqabilin. And that they're on beds facing one another. They're going to be together, sitting on beds, facing one another, in front of one another, as they would sit and relax in this world. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describing the people of Jannah, and their companionship with one another in Jannah. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And some of them turn to others, or they turn to one another, facing one another, asking one another. And while they're in Jannah, they're sitting down asking, "How? What did y'all do to get here? what is the blessings that Allah gave to you? How is your affairs in the dunya? Where is Fulan? And how is such and such? Now they're in Jannah, asking one another questions. What is it that you do to get here to Jannah? And they're all in Jannah. They say, قَالُوا إِنَّ كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. We used to be amongst our family fearing Allah. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. So Allah places ni'mah upon us. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And He protected us from the punishment of the fire. It comes in the authority of Safwan ibn Asal, narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. A person is with the one he loves in the hereafter. The one that he's to love with him in this world, he's with them in the hereafter. Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. The person is with the one that he loves in the hereafter. وَجَاءَ فِي الصَّحِحَيْنِ عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ أَعْرَابِيًّا قَالَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَتَى السَّاعَةُ. An Arabi, a different Arab, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said to the Messenger of Allah, when is the hour? And when is Yawm al-Qiyamah? When is the Day of Judgment? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عدت لها. What have you prepared for it? So the Prophet asked him a question in response to his question, but nobody knows when the hereafter is. So the Prophet says to him, ما عدت لها. What have you prepared for it? قال ما عدت لها من كثير صوم ولا صلاة ولا صدقة. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He said, I have not prepared for it. I have not prepared for Jannah, or for the hereafter, rather. I have not prepared for Yawm al-Qiyamah, a lot of fasting, and I haven't prepared a lot of salah, and not a lot of sadaqah, but I love Allah and His Messenger. So قال رسول الله, so the Prophet said, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You are with the one that you love. Na'am. So you, my dear brother, you could be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you love him and his companions. And the love of Allah and his Messenger is known by obedience to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you all love Allah, then follow me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet to say this. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you all love Allah, then follow me. Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you and forgive you for your sins. Na'am. So it's upon us to be upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that we love in this world, we will be with them in the hereafter. Allah, I did not prepare for the hereafter a lot of fasting and a lot of salah and a lot of sadaqah. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. But I love Allah and His Messenger. قَالَ أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You are with the one that you love. نعم. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah, rather, then they are with those that Allah has placed His ni'mah upon them. They will be with them. They will be with those Allah has placed His ni'mah amongst them from amongst the prophets. And from amongst the truthful, and from amongst the martyrs, and from amongst the righteous. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And this is the best of friendship. He will be in the company of the righteous يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. What is the condition? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he will be يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ with those that Allah has placed His ni'mah amongst them. Amongst the prophets. And amongst the truthful, and amongst the shuhada, the martyrs, those who died, fi sabilillah, in the name of Allah, and amongst the righteous. And Allah says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. This rifq, this friendship, is the best of friendship. They have the best of friendship. حَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. This is the good friendship. Now, so it's upon us to know the importance of having good friendship and staying away from bad friendship. And when it comes, when the people of Jannah are in Jannah, they will be very happy and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they stayed away from bad company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. It's the Surah Al-Safat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the people of Jannah that they sit on couches. They're facing one another. They turn to one another. And they ask one another about the affairs of the past. How is this in dunya? Where is this such impression? How's he doing? How's your kids? How is that? Na'am. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. Allah is speaking about the people of Jannah. And he says, so they turn to one another, asking one another about the affairs that they were in the dunya and the affairs of, that they are now in Jannah. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. From amongst the people of Jannah, one of them say, I used to have a close friend back in the dunya. Allah calls him in this ayah a qareen. Meaning he was mulaziman. He was close. He was always with me. He used to say to me, يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. This guy, this person, he's in Jannah and he's talking to the people of Jannah where they're facing one another. In the na'im and all the joys of Jannah. He said, I used to, back in the dunya, I used to have a close friend. He used to always be with me. He used to say to me, do you believe this stuff, that when you die, and after you are dirt and you're just bones, Allah's going to raise you back up and he's going to hold you responsible for your deeds? You believe in this stuff, man? قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. So this person is telling the story. I used to have a friend. He's telling the people of Jannah, do you look, do you see? Look down in the hellfire, look and see. فَطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. So they looked and they saw his friend in the middle of the hellfire. قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِدْتَ لَتُرُدِينِ. He said, I swear by Allah, you almost destroyed me. And if I had hanged out with you, and if I had listened to you, he's telling us his friends in Jannah, look down. That's my friend right there. You see him there in the hellfire? That was my friend. Tallahi in kitara turdin. And he's telling him, I swear by Allah, you almost destroyed me. Man, I could be right there with you. Walawla ni'matu rabbi. If it wasn't for the mercy and the ni'mah of my Lord, lakuntu min al muhdarin. I would be from amongst those who are in the hellfire. Na'am, so it's upon us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for righteous friends. It's nothing that just comes like that. It's the mercy of Allah. Can Ibrahim say, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Na'am, grant me from amongst a child from amongst the righteous. And another ayat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam says, Rabbi habli hukman. Allah, give me wisdom and ilm. وَأَلْحِقَنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And put me with the righteous. Make me to be among the righteous. And lastly, we want to look at this hadith that comes in the Muwatta of Imam Malik. وَهُوَ Malik ibn Anas. Imam Malik, his name is Malik ibn Anas. And he's from Yemen. And he's the Imam of Al-Madinah. عن أبي إدريس الخولاني رحمه الله. الله have mercy on him. أبي إدريس, he says, دخلت مسجد دمشق. I entered the masjid of Damascus. which we know it as Damascus, which is in Syria. دخلت مسجد دمشق. فأنت دمسجد in دمشق. فإذا فتى براق الثنايا. There was a young man in there with bright white teeth. وإذا الناس معه. And the people were sitting with him. فإذا اختلفوا في شيء أسندوه إليه. If they saw any differences amongst them, they will refer to him. وَصَدُرُوا عَنْ رَأْيِهِ. And what he guided them with, they will take it and move with him. فَسَأَلْتُ عَنْهُ. So I asked about, who is this person? فَقِيلَ. So it was said to me, هَذَا مُعَاذِ إِبْنُ جَبَلٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. This is Mu'adh ibn Jabal, meaning the companion of the Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen to establish the deen when he was a young man. Maybe he was 18. And now he's in Syria. You know, the travel from Yemen to Syria at those days by donkey or by camel or by horse. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he died when he was in his 30s. Died a young man. I just mention this because many people, or many students of knowledge, is very available and possible for you to benefit from them. And unfortunately, a lot of people say, stick with the kibar. Only take from the kibar. Don't take from anybody else. Only stick with the people that are old. The elder, the biggest of the ulama, and no doubt the barakah is with them, and most of the ilm is with them. But look how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent this man, a sahabi, to Yemen to establish the deen. He's 18. He died when he was in his 30s. Imagine if we waited and waited until he was gray in order to benefit from him. The deen of Islam doesn't know anything about that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come with anything that says don't take except from the kibar. No, that's not from this deen. Take from the people of the sunnah, the people who know and the people who have ilm. So I asked about this man, and it was said to me that this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدِ. So when it was tomorrow, when it was the next day, حَجَّرْتُ. I went to the masjid early. فَوَجَدْتُهُ قَدْ سَبَقَنِي بِالتَّهْجِيَ. I found that he beat me to the masjid, and he got to the masjid, he arrived to the masjid earlier than me. وَوَجَدْتُهُ يُصَلِّي. And I found him praying. فَانْتَظَرْتُ حَتَّى قَضَى صَلَاتَ. And I waited until he finished praying. ثُمَّ جِئْتُهُ مِنْ قِبْلِ وَجْهِ. And I came to him in front of him. I came to him from in front of him. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. So I gave him the salam. Meaning I said, As-salamu alaykum. ثُمَّ قُلْتُ. Then I said to him, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبَّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. I said, I swear by Allah, I love you for Allah. قَالَ Allah. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal is asking the person, by Allah, you know, you swear by Allah that you love me? Qultu Allah. I said, I swear by Allah. Qala Allah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal asked him another again, by Allah? Qultu Allah. He said, yes, by Allah, I love you. فَأَخَذَنِي بِحَبْوَةِ رِدَائِ. When he snatched me by my collar, فَجَذَبَنِي إِلَيْهِ. And he pulled me close to him. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرْ. And he said, rejoice. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I heard the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ say, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that my love, I have made it wajib for the ones that love each other for my sake. وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ. And my love is wajib. I have made it obligatory upon me to love those that sit together for my sake. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ. And those, my love is wajib. I made it obligatory upon me. Meaning Allah from His mercy has made His love reach those who visit one another for the sake of Allah. وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيَّ. And those who work hard and do things for his sake. This is what we want to benefit it today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it benefit. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.